Book 1, Trouble for Tom, written by Glenn McDougall.
At recess on Monday morning, Tom went to the library. He saw Kat working at a computer.
Hi, Kat. What are you doing?
Hi, Tom,
said Kat.
I'm doing my history project. Is yours done?
What?
Said Tom.
Your history project. We have to hand our work in on Friday,
said Kat.
Yeah. I'm still working on it,
said Tom. When Tom got home from school, he sat down on his bed to think. He took a pen and a notebook out of his bag.
How can I finish in time? I don't even know how to start,
he thought.
What am I going to do? I only have 4 days.
That night, Tom ate dinner quickly and went to his room. He thought and thought, but he still couldn't see how to finish. All the thinking made him more worried and gave him a headache.
I think I'm going crazy, said Tom.
At midnight, Tom's mother came to his room.
Tom, you should be sleeping. Turn off the light.
Yes, Mom,
said Tom.
Is something wrong, Tommy?
No. It's nothing. I'm fine, Mom. Good night.
Good night, Tommy.
Tom was very tired from thinking and worrying. He went straight to sleep. He had a strange dream. He was walking to school and he saw a notebook on the road. He picked it up. Inside there was a history essay. He took it home and copied it. In his dream, he got an A for history. The dream gave Tom a secret plan. In the morning, he got up early.
I'll ask David to help me,
thought Tom.
He always got good grades for history.
David was Tom's neighbor, and he was a college student. Tom ate breakfast and went to David's house. David was getting ready to go to his classes.
Hi, David,
said Tom.
Do you still have the project you did for Miss Taylor's history class?
Maybe, Tom. Why?
I remember that your project was very good. I want to read it.
Okay, I'll look for it. Come over tomorrow, and I'll give it to you.
Tom was still worried, but now he felt a little better. Early the next morning, Wednesday, Tom went to David's house. He had the project. Tom was very happy.
I worked very hard on that project, so please don't lose it,
said David.
I won't, David. Don't worry,
said Tom.
Thanks a lot.
That night, Tom went to bed at the usual time. After his parents were asleep, he got up and started working. He spent hours typing David's project into the computer. On Thursday night, he did the same thing again. After his parents were asleep, he got up and worked for hours on the project. It was almost morning when Tom finally finished and went to bed.
Wake up, Tommy! It's late,
said Mom.
What's wrong with you these days?
Tom got up. He was very tired, but he was smiling. Today he would hand in his project.
I'm so glad I'm finished,
thought Tom.
I feel really bad too, but Mom and Dad will be so happy if I get an A.
All he had to do now was print it out. He looked at the computer on his desk. It was off. Now Tom had a bad feeling.
Mom! Did you turn the computer off?
He shouted.
No, Tom,
shouted his mom from the kitchen.
But the power went off last night. That's why your alarm clock didn't ring this morning.
Oh, no,
said Tom. He turned on the computer.
Please, please be there. Please, please,
he said. Tom found the project file, but all the changes he made the night before were not there.
How? How can that be all that work?
Thought Tom. He was almost in tears, but he couldn't tell anybody his secret. Now he had no project to hand in. When Tom got to school, his friends were waiting for him.
What's wrong, Tom?
Said Ben.
You look terrible, buddy.
I had some trouble with my, history project.
Said Tom.
You did? Yeah, I'm sure I will too.
Said Ben.
What do you mean, you will too?
Asked Tom.
Don't we have to hand it in today?
His friends were smiling. What was going on?
Go on, Cat, tell him,
said Amy.
Don't be mean.
Tom, the history project is due next month. We played a trick on you because you're always late with everything,
said Cat. All of his friends laughed. Tom started to laugh, but he was nearly crying, too. Tom decided never to tell his friends or his parents his secret.
Cheating and lying were so much hard work,
thought Tom.
I still feel really bad about what I did.
He made a promise to himself never to do it again, and so far, he hasn't.